And we have now a real filmmaker. I'm sorry you didn't have to produce any video, because probably that would be good. And Niccolò Comotti. Niccolò Comotti is one of the pillars of FRED. He did all a huge analysis of all the audio clip in English just to understand the different reaction of the students. And we have to thank the European Parliament if we find Niccolò Comotti, actually, because he was part of 28, at the time 27 Times Cinema, which is a project promoted by the European Parliament that takes 28 young cinema lovers to the Venice Film Festival, and where we took most of our people, I have to say. Niccolò, very fast.
Hello. FRED at School project, the first year, it was a lot of work, and I had fun. My main responsibility was to monitor the students' analysis and gather such information in open reports, one of each for the four films, whereby clear subgroups would highlight similarities and disparities in the way the students perceive the films and their content. Sounds pretty dry, but it was pretty fun. Let's visualize the journey of FRED at School content. Oh, not with this. And again, there you go. This is the beautiful kind of journey of all the content. So, FRED Film Radio, pretty much, thanks to My Movies, we stream the films in all the different 8 European countries on set dates. So the kids watch it, they debate, they create radio content, and I'm in between the radio content and its publication right there. So, pretty much on a daily basis, FRED Film Radio servers would be kind of flooded with content by all over the place. And since, sadly, I don't know 8 European languages, I only kind of gathered the information within English, the English content. And so once I received from the school, it was time to kind of catalogue and safely store the audio reviews in my report. And I created those 7 loose subgroups. Film appreciation, subject matter, culture, setting and language, characters, cinema language, extra, and experience. So yeah, if you want to see how they look like, the report is something like I've of course deliberately put it all kind of out of focus, so you need to listen to me and not read that. After this, pretty much this was my way to dissect all the content that I received and navigate through it as well. So, but for each single film, of course, you can kind of see like 4 of them somewhere there, superimposed. But if you reread and combine the reports all together, the overall picture is even more stimulating. I mean, the multitude of the analysis regarding the characters, the settings, the director's stylistic choices, highlighted some really original and fresh ways to look at films. As well, of course, grouping all the and seeing national and international trends and kind of cultural preconceptions. So if we keep going as well with, for example, if Russia, the main character from Eat, Sleep, Die, was unexplainably rude and reckless for a large number of French, Spanish and Italian students, the students actually from Croatia and Iceland found her very engaging and inspiring with her strength and the no-nonsense kind of approach to life and the hardships of it. So that was kind of interesting. Same with Illegal, because it kind of opened up and revealed a shocking world that was unknown to the northern European countries, but it kind of re-evoked the ghosts of a dark past from the students in southeastern Europe. So furthermore, actually, I want to kind of stress the importance, I think, and the relevance that the selection and the order of the 4 Lux Prize films played. They were fundamental factors in the sort of successful crash course in film literacy. The crash course part of it wasn't really meant at the beginning of at the inception of the project, but even with this kind of tight schedule, that did not stop the students from really making huge progress in the way they related to films and cinema. But let me explain why I think the very order played a key role in this. I mean, if you use the students' terms to define the 4 films and stick into the film appreciation column, the films would be described as such. Let's just see a bit of the little posters. So, Illegal, graphic and brutal. Academia Platonos, comic, static. Eat, Sleep, Die, realistic, boring. Io sono lì, poetic, interesting. Which kind of sounds like, I mean, yeah, or right analysis, but this is far from the real project experience. In fact, if we take into account all the columns of the seven subgroups and therefore the whole opinions of all the students, these are the actual results. Illegal was a shocking opener. It established the students from the comfort zone. It showed eye-opening and intellectually violent material, but it's purely based on reality. So a true story, but the world out there is much more than we think. And then we have Academia Platonos, which is, its role was instead kind of shedding a new light on filmmaking. So stillness, lack of money, and abundance of inventiveness, dark humor, all these were kind of new tropes that broadened the students' perception of what can be cinema. Islip Dye revealed actually the power of the so-called slice of life cinema. So you don't only have to have like Hollywood intricate plots, explosions, or Robert Downey Jr., but also in everyday life, the unexpected, the unwanted, can be the most gripping of all plot twists. And then, therefore, we rejoice with Io Sono Lì, which, after the kind of aforementioned harsh schooling in film literacy, the students approached this poetic film by Andrea Segre. And therefore, thanks to the other films, the students approached Io Sono Lì with almost different dialectics. So it wasn't anymore about high expectations, but the desire to understand and to speak back. So with the fourth film, I came to listen to insightful critiques, mature and empathetic takes on the characters and their psychological and narrative significance, a palpable will to actually understand why the director took certain choices, rather than simply denying them as not my thing. So, long story short, it did happen. In only four screenings, the students learned to tackle cinema in a different way. So it's not just entertainment, but every single film represents multiple worlds. And well, far from shouting, you know, mission accomplished, I mean, the process towards film literacy is long and complex, but if these are the premises, I think, you know, it's going to be also very exciting. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.